This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. A federal judge has ordered President Trump's confidant Roger Stone to appear in court Thursday to address an Instagram post featuring a photo of the judge with what appears to be the crosshairs of a gun. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Judge Amy Berman Jackson has already issued a gag order limiting comments about his pending case. Now the judge says Roger Stone must prove why his bail shouldn't be revoked and why she shouldn't institute a full gag order in the case. After he posted the photo Monday, Stone apologized and said the picture had been misinterpreted. Stone has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering related to discussions he had during the 2016 election about WikiLeaks. Shelley Adler, Washington.
President Trump says he will prevail over a multi-state lawsuit challenging his emergency declaration to pay for a U.S.-Mexico border wall.
Well, I think I called it exactly, right? Including the fact that they would put them into the Ninth Circuit. That's where they put them in. And I think we'll do very well. We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
16 states, including California, New York, and Colorado, filed a lawsuit Monday against his emergency declaration, alleging it is unconstitutional. Nearly 50 Democratic lawmakers called for a watchdog investigation of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Tuesday after the agency confirmed it had been force-feeding immigrant detainees on a hunger strike. Nine Indian men who were refusing food at a Texas detention facility were being fed through nasal tubes against their will. On Thursday, all force-feeding at the detention center in El Paso abruptly stopped after a U.S. district judge said the government had to stop involuntarily feeding two of the detained immigrants. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back on the U.S. Supreme Court bench 8 weeks after surgery for lung cancer. The 85-year-old walked unassisted to her seat when the session began Tuesday. This is